The meeting, social and barbecue, was held at the Wasatch County Fairgrounds on Tuesday. Summit County Councilmember Dave Yore says he thinks everyone learned a lot. In his opinion, transportation between the areas is something that needs to get started on sooner than later.
We all learned that it's not greener across the fence, that we all have problems, and the density and the vacant lots in Wasatch County and Heber City are probably of a greater percentage than they are here in Park City and Summit County. And they probably have a greater potential for growth than we do. And so we have to correlate with each other. The transportation issue came up again, and that's going to be an issue that we're going to have to solve between the four of us one way or another. It's not going to get better with age, and we have to address it the sooner the better, in my opinion.
There are thousands of platted lots in the Jordanelle Basin, which he says are much closer to Park City than Heber City.
In my opinion, when you're talking Deercrest and around the Jordanelle, that probably has by far a greater influence or a greater effect on Summit County than it does the rest of Wasatch County. When you start to put a lot of congestion on Highway 40, on 248, which is what they will be, we have to address that one way or another.
The Heber City Airport, he says, is also growing, with much of the traffic being generated by those coming to Park City.
Don't hold me on these numbers, but I think at least 75% of the hangars in the Wasatch Airport are owned by citizens. And when you start seeing those planes come in, how are those people getting out of Wasatch County at the airport over to Park City? Are they renting their own car? Do they have a taxi? I mean, do they have a bus? Those are a lot of the things we talked about there, Leslie. It was a very interesting conversation on that airport and how it is affecting Park City, specifically, or the second homeowners.
That's Summit County Councilmember Dave Yore. He says the planners and city and county managers will continue to meet about once a month. The elected officials, he says, hope to meet more than just once a year. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.